For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from the victims of South Carolina's Thousand-Year Flood last October. Today we hear from Jeremy and Lacey Cannon. Jeremy is co-owner of Cannon Ag Products and works on his family farm in Turbeville, a small town and farming community in Clarendon County. Last October, the Cannons' farm suffered severe damage as a result of the flood, losing many of their crops just before harvest. Even after insurance, Cannon Ag Products lost about 30% of its gross revenue to the flood. We recorded at the Cannons' farm, where Jeremy and his wife Lacey reflected on the agony of watching months of labor laid to waste by the rain, and their worries and hopes as they move forward.
At the beginning, I really didn't think that it was going to be as bad as it was. The life of a farmer is hard, and the life of a farmer is constant struggle. But there's always hope. You always have to have something to hope for. And so I wasn't too worried, but the more rain that came, and then when we couldn't even get out of our driveway, I knew that it was going to be bad. But we didn't know how catastrophic it was.
It's the same thing every year. A farmer puts his time and effort and money in for 9 months, and you get 3 months or less to make all your money for the year. So knowing what we had put in for the previous 9 or 10 months before the flood, knowing that we had made a crop, knowing that the soybeans and the cotton had made, and they had made really well. There were some really good crops in the field when the flood came. Just as a benchmark, South Carolina is the only state out of the South, from Texas to Virginia, that didn't make a record cotton crop in 2015. And the only thing you can attribute that to is the flood, because it didn't get harvested. So you sit there and you're watching it rain. There's nothing else you can do. You had to sit there and watch all the time and effort and money you put in, and it just starts weighing on you. As a farmer, that was probably the hardest part. Yeah, the losses were huge, but to me, bigger than the financial side was probably the emotional side of sitting there and watching it and not being able to do anything about it. Every time a storm cloud comes, you're like, is this going to be another rain? And I realized the flood is, they've called it a once in a thousand year flood. So maybe we won't get another rain event like that in our lifetime, but all it takes is several continuous days of rain. So yeah, there's always that thought in the back of your mind is, are we going to lose everything that we've done this year to this next thundercloud that's coming?
There's a fear there that it'll happen again and that we may lose the farm. Jeremy is a fourth generation. His great-grandparents and grandparents were sharecroppers, and for them to actually own land was a huge thing. And then it's passed down from father to son, and to lose that would... There are no words.
Knowing how much weight is placed on this year's crop to make up for two bad years of drought and a flood, we're planting crops this year that we've never planted before. We're trying new stuff. I mean, it's one of those things that you know it's got to work. You're going to pull every string you got, do everything you can do, and hopefully, Lord willing, we're going to make it.
That was Jeremy Cannon, a Turbeville farmer, and his wife, Lacey Cannon, on the experience of losing their crops to last October's flood. The Cannon story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with the survivors of the flood. The interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.